Wendy Donahue is an accomplished poet hailing from Victoria, BC. She has produced her third book of poetry, The Time of Falling Apart, which explores themes such as politics, personal memories, and historical memory. I suppose all poetry is, in the end, autobiographical, because it's what you've been thinking, but memory, personal memory, historical memory revisits as you revisit intricate situations and rethink about them, shares Donahue of her poetry inspirations. Recent events also shape the poetry that Donahue writes. She draws on recent events throughout the world to create her poems. I think you can see I write in response to political events. Questions of, how do you live in a world that is so dark? And yet not give up on love, on beauty, on hope? Donahue draws motivation to keep writing her poetry from several areas. I have an itch to express feelings and put them into words. I've always been keen on literature. I taught literature for a long time. Sometimes I think through something, and I think sometimes it takes words, so I work on that as a poetry impetus. Donahue is touring across the island to do readings of her latest work, something she finds connects her to her readers and helps share her intentions with her writing. Writing is very solitary. You can get tired of your own company. So to share it in a reading, particularly if people are responsive and have interesting questions, I think it's quite wonderful. It takes Donahue years to put together a book of poetry, and she feels a burst of activity once it is published. Be it reading tours, interviews with newspapers, or feedback from readers. You have a chance to get feedback when it's first published. It keeps you a bit realistic, maybe a bit humble. Her book has been broken down into themes to convey her various thoughts, reflections, and ideas with her poetry. I did that because it is such a wide range that I found myself hopping back and forth. The first section is my earlier life and understanding of the territory I was born into and that I've come back to. Then it sort of moves into the wider world, a more widely political section. And then I think the third is an attempt to tidy it all up. Donahue hopes to bring a light to the darkness that is happening in the world. If you don't have the comfort of faith, and the world is getting darker, how do you welcome in everything that is positive and hopeful? I don't want to waste anyone else's time with me and my work either. I want it to be worthwhile for people and worthwhile for me. She looks to her surroundings for inspiration and comfort. Her residence in Victoria looks out over the Salish Sea, and she never takes having that roof over her head for granted. Instead, she has great gratitude for all she has, including her community. I think one of the great blessings of life is love. Love of friends, love of a partner if you have one. I have made friends of other writers and poets. Friendships are one of the great blessings of life. Upcoming events include October 24th, 7 o'clock. Reading with Laura Paul and Susan McCaslin. Planet Earth Poetry. Russell Books, 747 Fort Street, Victoria. November 13th, 7 o'clock. Reading with Arlene Pare. Artful. The Gallery. 5263 C. Cumberland Road, Courtenay. November 14th, 2 o'clock. Reading with Linda K. Thompson. Qualicum Beach Museum, 2 o'clock. Beach Road, Qualicum Beach. November 23rd, 3:30. Reading with Arlene Pare and Susan Braley. Esquimalt Gorge Park Pavilion, 1070 Tillicum Road.